WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic News, Media
I'm
app.
Rena Roy. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressing his nation amid continuing protests against a new judicial reform law that limits the power of judges over the government. Netanyahu calling for calm, saying lawmakers on both sides agreed.
They shook hands. Not as enemies, not as haters, but as brothers. This is the people of Israel. This is our spirit. This is the place to which we have to strive.
Netanyahu through a translator. The demonstrations have turned violent. Police say a truck ramming in Sharon, central Israel, left three people hurt. Triple-digit temperatures fueling wildfires in Greece, sparking evacuations. And from California to Florida, 40 million Americans under heat alerts. Also in Florida, authorities holding a news conference asking the public's help after a gruesome discovery over the weekend. A middle-aged woman's remains found stuffed inside three separate suitcases in Delray Beach. This is ABC News. The White House says President Biden will establish a national monument honoring Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley.
The new national monument honoring Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley, will include three separate locations in two states. One will be at Roberts Temple Church of God in Christ in Bronzeville, a historically black neighborhood on Chicago's South Side, where thousands of people gathered to mourn Till's death in 1955. In Mississippi, the monument will include the site which is believed to be where Till's body was pulled from the Tallahatchie River, and the courthouse in Sumner, where the people who murdered him were tried and acquitted. Karen Travers, ABC News. Washington.
Former New Hampshire Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte today announced she's running for governor of the state. The former state attorney general lost her seat in 2016 after a close race against Democrat Governor Maggie Hassan. The senator joins the race after current Republican Governor Chris Sununu sent an email to supporters last week saying he will not seek a fifth term in 2024. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. A crash in Winnebago County this morning warranted flight for life and closed part of Highway 41 southbound for over an hour. The incident occurred just before 9 a.m. near an off-ramp at Highway 26 South. That is the major interchange for Whitman Airport. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, numerous agencies responded in addition to Flight for Life. With the EAA Air Venture opening this morning, this is one of the busiest travel days of the year in the Fox Valley. There is no additional information at this time. The Taylor Shebusiness trial starts today in Green Bay. After hearing from an expert witness Friday morning, the court decided Shebusiness is fit to stand trial. A jury was selected Friday after the hearing. The 25-year-old Shebusiness is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and the mutilating of the corpse of Shad Therian in February of 2022. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, you look miffed.
Come on, man.
Did I
mention? It's all good, man. We're figuring it all out. It's good. Happy Monday to you. Casper, work on the board. Our fair audience, welcome to the greatest radio show ever.
Got Casper here with me in Madison, world headquarters. I'm in the Solidarity Realty Studios, the WMDX Mad Radio Studios. And this has been the longest Monday of my life. And I mean that in the literal sense. Although they're all the, 24 hours, but I got up earlier this morning than any day of my life. Any day. No day in my whole life have I ever set my alarm earlier, and I woke up before my alarm went off. And I looked at the time, and I knew I had like 15 minutes. I'm like, oh, I could lay down for 15 minutes. I'm like, No, you can't. No, because if I did that, Tom, I could go back into a heavy, deep sleep and sleep through what is going to be the greatest radio show ever with you. Now, today I started the day at EAA in Oshkosh. And I don't know if you know, but kind of a big deal. 600,000 people show up for this event. And I was up there supporting our team, broadcasting this morning. Mino and the mayor. Mayor Jim Schmidt, John Mino. Broadcast legend, and those guys were on WFRV over the weekend. They just took over the show, like literally the entire, not a segment, but the entire Sunday morning show. They just did their show, and the host was like powerless to do anything. I was watching it last night, like 23 minutes, they just grabbed the whole show. So I see these guys early this morning, and they're like right on my ass, right? I'm pulling into EAA. I've never been there before. It's literally dark out. I leave the house at 3:45 a.m. I've never been up at 3:45 a.m. before. I drive an hour and 15 minutes. I'm like first one in line. And I got Mino and the mayor right on my ass. Just crowding me, you know, like they're going to go somewhere faster in the dark where nobody knows. We don't know where we're going. It's a huge complex. So anyways, we found the media center there at the EAA. And the first thing they did is complain, like, oh, the guy that let us in here, he was on his brakes the whole time. He didn't know what he was doing. Yeah. I'm like, you guys were tailgating my ass all the way through.
Yeah. You know the rules, Crudy, speed up or move over, man. That's the rule of the road.
It's a one lane going into EAA. You're only going one lane, all the traffic's going into EAA. When I was done, I went to leave EAA. Do you know how difficult it is to get out of EAA right now? Do you know what the traffic's like in Osh Vegas right now, dude? Highway 41, it was like a parking lot going into EAA about 8 o'clock this morning. Now, I was already in the car leaving because I had already done 3 hours on the ground with Mino and the mayor. And the first thing Mino says to me this morning, hey, man, I need a Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah. And you usually roll with a few, Crudy, so he's asking the right guy.
As fate would have it, yeah. I stopped at a Quick Trip in Omro at 4 o'clock in the morning-ish, and I had two Diet Mountain Dews, one of which I was consuming, one of which I shared with the diva that is John Mino. And I look over, and he's like he's going to his first break at like 6:15, 6:18, whenever they do their breaks in the morning. He looks over at me. He's like, I need another one. I'm like, I'm not going to the store for you, man. There's nowhere. There's not like Mountain Dew's fallen from heaven like manna here, John. You've consumed your Mountain Dew. I'm like, how about a water? He's like, oh, I don't like water. And then he told me the story about sometime he had drank so many gin and tonics and he took an overseas trip, like a USO trip, you know, kind of a big deal, this Mino. And he had cramped in the desert, like cramp, like whole bodies of cramp, because he had done nothing to hydrate. He had hydrated with gin and tonics. And so Mino's telling me this story, and he's like, you know, so anyways, I'm like, my full body cramp. And so they've got bottled water, but sitting out in like 110 degree heat. So he's drinking like hot bottled water. Hot
plastic water. Oh.
Great. And then he said, you know, and then he was releasing the water and they tried to put more in. And he's like, I cannot stand the taste of water. He's like, have you ever had anything like that where like you drink too much of it and you just can't drink it anymore? I'm like, yeah, Southern gin jumper. And tonics. You know, that was, I would have learned a different lesson like I did. $4 nights at yesterday's, Thursday nights.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well, they were killer. I killed gin and tonics. I killed whiskey sour. There are a number of liquors that I can't even smell anymore. After those,
UConn Jack is one of them.
Drink nights, but Dom,
what?
So I've been up since 3:15 doing.
Oh man, you know, crew.
I'm already over 12 hours on the clock today.
No man, listen, I totally get. I appreciate this. That is a long day. There's no question, but come on, man.
I wasn't milking any cows or anything.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I used to work on my neighbor's farm when I was a wee lad, right? And sometimes we'd go out. Sometimes we'd go out a little bit late. So sometimes I wouldn't even get to sleep before I had to go milk those cows at 5 or 5:30 in the morning. Or maybe I'd, you know, swing in on my way home in the car and just take a nap in my car for like a half hour and then get up and milk the cows. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, you're not the only hardworking guy in this panel, my friend.
You know, I'm flying down, I think it's Highway 73 between Plainfield, where I started the morning, because you can't get a hotel room. My wife's like, why don't you just get a hotel room in Oshkosh? I'm like, yeah, why don't I just do that? Yeah. What, should I take a second mortgage on the house? Because there's no hotel rooms in Oshkosh.
Everybody's staying in the hotel room in Oshkosh.
So I'm already staying, you know, well over an hour away. It's only an hour and a half from my house in Middleton. I should have stayed there. But anyways, started the day quite early. Enjoyed the morning at EAA. Although we're doing a live broadcast and, you know, like the airplanes are getting kind of noisy there. But I guess that's the whole point. The experimental aircraft show. 70th anniversary.
Wow.
I hadn't been since my kids were little shavers. So anyways, after driving around in this never-ending loop that you couldn't get out because all the traffic's going into EAA, I finally got out of EAA, and I called into Earl's show this morning. But I called from Rosendale. I was quite nervous. Like, you know, I could get distracted for just a moment, get a speeding ticket in Rosendale. I wouldn't be the first one or the last. Right, you know what I'm saying? They like sustained an economy there on the ticket. So got all the way back to Madison and here I am. And I got to tell you, man, I'm tired. I'm tired. And you know, Dom, I was thinking back. There was another day when, It seemed like a damn long day to me. In fact, it was 10 years ago, July 24th, 2013. Another day, kind of like today, went up to the Wisconsin State Capitol, like a block away from where I am right now. And you and I had plans. We were meeting for lunch, or at least that was the plan. You were tardy.
That was a little late.
Frequent occurrence. I was...
Come on, man. I'm commuting from Milwaukee to Madison. You know, there's, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for variables.
Well, yes. Like, whether or not you get your flip-flop stuck in the gas pedal. So, you were supposed to meet me at high noon that day, and I'm out about 11:50 out in front of the Capitol reading the newspaper in the sunshine. Beautiful day. And you called me, and I said, where are you at? Oh, like an hour away. I'll be there in an hour. You know, because now I got to wait for him. Now I'm obligated to not eat until you get there like an hour later. And there had been this singing protest they were doing in the Wisconsin State Capitol. And there had actually been a federal court ruling, a stay of sorts, that said, well, you know, certainly this would not be illegal unless a crowd was perhaps larger than 12 and didn't give notice. And that was Judge Conley. And the Walker administration, in a very fascistic fashion, because these were emergency administrative codes. And the problem was people were showing up at the Capitol each and every day to protest then Governor Scott Walker. And they would do so in song.
Wait, which you're telling me that people would show up at the Capitol here in the great state of Wisconsin?
Yeah, they called that the People's House.
Exercise their constitutional rights. And Scott Walker and the Republicans took some exception to that, right?
Well, Scott Walker in particular took exception. And the Department of Administration, DOA, created some emergency administrative codes. And utilizing those codes, along with the misinterpretation of the Conley statement, well, they decided 10 years ago today, what a fine day it would be to go arrest some singing protesters, primarily retirees. Older people. And I'd gone into the Capitol and I looked around and I did a head count. And I said, well, certainly there's more than 12 or 20. I forget what the standard was that Conley had set, but there was bunches. There was more like 50, 100 protesters. And I looked up in the rotunda rail, you know, you're on the ground level. And then the first floor is actually the above looking down. And there were all kinds of like TV cameras and stuff.
Like they knew something was going to happen.
Like they knew something was going to happen. And then these Capitol police officers, they walked out and they put like this pizza board sign. You know, like a sign. Like you've seen them in front of the shop. We're now open. Here are today's specials.
Yep. On the sidewalk, yeah.
And they put it out in the middle of the Capitol Rotunda. And it was an announcement of sorts that if you did not leave the area immediately, you would be arrested. And this happened at like 12:05, about 10 years ago today. And Dom, you were still far down the road, still weren't in Madison yet. And I watched this process begin. And they literally started marching out like stormtroopers. And they started arresting people in the Wisconsin State Capitol, the People's House, primarily old people, no offense. Retired people, elder people, they started arresting them, putting them in zip ties. And let's just say, started getting a little hot under the collar now. It became a long day subsequently, shortly thereafter. Because that's the day we got arrested unconstitutionally at the Wisconsin State Capitol. Come back, the 10-year anniversary. Perhaps we'll tell the story next.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Sandwiches are the original fast food. What could be easier than spreading a bit of mustard on Country Hearth's cracked wheat bread, then topping with smoked ham and cheddar, or maybe a peanut butter and strawberry jam on Kids' Choice Whole Grain White? So, On your way to the lake or park this summer, skip the drive-thru and pack a cooler with your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance for scattered storms. Lows around 62. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 87. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 70. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday with highs in the upper 80s. Mainly clear sky Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 84.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
The police coming straight from the underground. A young man got it bad because I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Your calls are always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I did a little Google search. You know, I want to make sure memories serve properly. 10-year anniversary of our unglorious and unconstitutional arrest at the Wisconsin State Capitol. And sure enough, 10 years ago today, the Wisconsin Capitol Police arrested 22 in a peaceful protest at the Capitol. 22 of the roughly 60 protesters, including a pair of Madison talk radio hosts, that's us, Tom, were led away in flex-type restraints as dozens of legislative aides and journalists looked on from a few steps away and from the higher floors. No one appears to have been hurt. My pride was quite wounded. Here was a comment from Stephanie Marquis, Dom.
Who was that?
POI.
PIO. I don't believe it. I don't believe she exists.
The Capitol Police are upholding the law to ensure the building can be shared by all citizens who come to the Capitol. That was their rationale, Dom. Kim Cross of Madison, a protester, said, "We're at the Capitol singing. What's the big deal?" Anyways, Dom, thought it was a big deal. Hundreds of citations had already been issued to protesters who made the Capitol their destination during the past 2.5 years. Let's not forget, that was the scene of the Capitol uprising. But a federal judge's ruling on July 9th had raised questions about the future of those protests against Walker, which began during the labor demonstrations at the Capitol. You know, the big Act 10 uprising. So anyways, Conley dropped an initial ruling. It was 20 people. You know, like, if there's less than 20 people here, you certainly couldn't arrest them. So the Walker administration, the DOA, then under Mike Hipsch, and the state Capitol Police, one must assume at the direction of Scott Walker, said effectively, arrest them all. Get as many as you can. And I counted myself amongst them, Dom, because although this was not my fight, this was not my protest. To see these stormtroopers, and that's what they look like. I mean, they might as well play the Empire Strikes Back march. Right. That was the intent. It was to chill free speech. And a guy came out and he made an announcement. And I think we've got at least part of that. Chris Casper, if you're listening, let's play. David Davis. He became affectionately to us, Meathead David Davis. I believe it's cut number one. Let's play it for the people. Here was the announcement that was made right before he pointed at the last two older women. I believe it was Char Brandel and Mrs. Kimball. And pointed at him like, "We're coming for them next." And that's when Crudy got involved. But first,
and that was our first introduction to Sergeant Davis, Subsequent interviews, recordings of him on this fine collage made by yours truly. Here is a sense of what was going on. If you would, Casper, play cut one, please.
Please move your groups outside or disperse immediately. If you do not, each participant is subject to arrest.
Officer Meathead Davis, what's the charge today, buddy?
Yawn, Devil's Advocate, yawn. Back up! Last warning, I'm going to arrest you for obstructing. You too!
Ow!
Back up!
What's the charge, gentlemen? Anybody?
Wisconsin, administrative code violation.
Which number?
2.14, sub 2. Sub 5. Hey, the Devil's Advocate's here!
Yeah, man!
All right!
Yeah, the Devil's Advocates, man. All right.
Now, he came to know us and perhaps even love us, Dom, over the course of a month or more. There were hundreds of arrests over subsequent days. Only day I was arrested, and I was arrested for effectively protesting, for singing a song of protest against Scott Walker. Wasn't even my fight. Wasn't even my dog. But, you know, I didn't like what I was seeing. I got a little steamed up, Dom. And as fate would have it, they put me in the zip ties. And, you know, how well I take being arrested. I was a little bit of a heart arrest, let's just say.
No.
Flat my arms a bit. And stuck out my chin a little bit. And wanted to know, what were the charges? What were the charges? I also see I quoted here in the paper way back at the time, what am I being arrested for? I know I have a bad singing voice.
That's true.
I was quoted in the paper as saying I was being arrested effectively for bad singing, Dom. But they wouldn't tell me the charges, not until they zip-cuffed me and took me down to the basement. The very same basement that I used to get the egg salad sandwiches. That was the cafeteria when I was a kid in my beloved state capital. And instead, this day, I was handed a ticket by a game warden. It was damn near insulting, man. Because I asked that guy, I'm like, did you know when you got up this morning what your life and your day was going to entail? I said, because I sure as hell didn't see this one coming. And anyway, so they unzipped the zip cuff. They clipped it or whatever they did behind my back. I couldn't see it. It was behind my back. It's feeling a little constrained. And there had been this beautiful singing voice, this woman, quite operatic almost. And she'd kept me calm, relatively speaking. You know, I don't always stay completely calm, Dom. But the singing voice kept me calm. So they said, you can leave that way. I said, no, I'm going that way. Sort of the opposite of my directive. And they didn't like that, Dom. And let's just say the un-uniformed cops started jumping and bodying me, throwing me out the door. And I'm pretty sure the chief was out in the hallway. For whatever reason, the chief of the Capitol Police was out there. And I was in a particularly salty and profane mood. And I lit this guy up. And then I see him. He's knocking on the door like, let me in. I'm thinking, well, if they let this guy in, they could very well come back out. And I didn't want to get tased. You know, it's like, don't tase me, bro. Because I was, you know, I was worked up. If they'd have tased me, I'd have stroked. I'd have had a heart attack. I would have died in that Capitol. It wasn't worth dying over, Dom. But anyways, I took my ticket. I came upstairs, and here comes my buddy Dominic.
Hey, what's going on, Crudy?
45 minutes late to the party, but just in time to get arrested in your own regard. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. It's your turn to tell the story, Dom.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressing his nation amid continuing protests against a new judicial reform law that limits the power of judges over the government. Netanyahu calling for calm, saying lawmakers on both sides agreed.
They shook hands.
Not as enemies, not as haters, but as brothers. This is the people of Israel. This is our spirit. This is the place to which we have to strive.
Netanyahu through a translator. The demonstrations have turned violent. Police say a truck ramming in Sharon, central Israel, left three people hurt. Triple-digit temperatures fueling wildfires in Greece, sparking evacuations. And from California to Florida, 40 million Americans under heat alerts. Also in Florida, authorities holding a news conference asking the public's help after a gruesome discovery over the weekend. A middle-aged woman's remains found stuffed inside three separate suitcases in Delray Beach. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. There is updated news on the crash that caused part of a building to collapse in downtown Green Bay. According to Green Bay police, they responded to the scene a little before 11 p.m. where a minivan crashed into a building on Main Street. Witnesses reported to police that the minivan was driving recklessly when it rammed into the building located between George Street and North Irwin Avenue. The driver of the minivan, a 29-year-old woman, was taken into custody. She and her passenger, a 27-year-old man, both sustained non-life-threatening injuries. A man was stabbed near St. John's Homeless Shelter in Green Bay. A 45-year-old man is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries, and a 23-year-old man is in custody following the incident, which happened around 4 a.m. Monday morning. Witnesses say the stabbing followed an argument in St. John's Park. Green Bay police are asking anyone with information to please contact them. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15,
Town Call.
1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Did I mention it was the longest Monday of my life?
Yeah.
But it's going to get better. We're going to do a little radio show. We're going to have fun with you. You can always join us. Were you arrested unconstitutionally at the Wisconsin State Capitol? Do you have a story for us? 844-967-2789. I was, and subsequently Dom, so were you 10 years ago today.
I know. Can you believe it? 10 years ago today. And Crudy, we had different circumstances. You went and engaged in the quote unquote, what? Unlawful behavior, this administrative code violation 2.14C, 2C, whatever Meathead called it. Well, Crudy, you had actually engaged in the behavior, and like everybody else who, God forbid, expressed and exercised their constitutional rights in the Wisconsin Capitol, the People's House, under the Walker administration. Well, that's apparently a crime, or at least an administrative code violation. $200.50. Thank you. No, thank you. So I walked up, Crudy, and of course I was a little bit late. Now I thought maybe we were meeting at 12:30, but you said 12. We'll have to see if we can confirm that. But I had to, per my defense, provide a timeline as best I could to my great civil rights attorney, Jeff Scott Olson. And here are what my notes say from that day, Wednesday, July 24th, 2013, at 12:44 p.m.
44 minutes late.
14 minutes late. I text Crudy as I had an awesome parking spot right on the square, walking up, 12:44. About 2 minutes later, I enter the building, and you know how the state capitol is. You never know which hallway you're going to get into. And I walked in and just happened to see Crudy right in that very same hallway. Of all the ways I can get in the capitol, there's Crudy. And I walk up, and I see Crudy's got his entire life is in his Ziploc bag, his wallet, his shoe, everything else is in. Everything's in the Ziploc bag. He holds up, "I got arrested." I'm like, "What? You got arrested? Let's go inside and see what's going on." At 12:48, I enter the rotunda. I'm sitting there taking some pictures, talking to some staff members of local legislators, hanging out with Crudy, just kind of watching the whole thing. At this point, there wasn't really, I mean, there were a few people singing still, but there were no arrests, you know, but
this was the end of the hour. This was like post-arrest. They had already arrested probably 18, 20 people.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And some people were come like back into the rotunda after the first arrest. But I can feel the heat, man. Yeah, but I get it. I knew they were coming. And as I looked to my right, I saw them kind of collecting over in the side. So I grabbed my phone, I turned on record on my app and waited for them. And they came over. A guy named Officer Fell. Little short Officer Fell. You think I'm short, man? Officer Fell shorter than me. Comes up to me and said, hey, you're at an unlawful event. You got to leave. And I, you know, defended myself. Yeah, I read the sign. We're just hanging out. Nope. You got to go. Well, I'm like debating at this point. Well, Crudy already got arrested. All right. I'll slowly turn around and comply. And as I did so, another officer, a superior officer, says, no, 95 of them. And at that moment, a member of the press was placed under arrest 29 seconds after I started my recording of this incident.
95-ing is not a sexual
95.
Thing.
95.
Not the way it was transgressed that day.
No. So now Crudy, he engaged in this behavior. I did not. In fact, I complied with what I would consider an unlawful order. But, you know, all right, I mean, I'm a law and order guy, Crudy. So I turned to comply. And they arrest me anyway. Didn't matter what I was doing or not doing. They were going to arrest me. And as I'm getting arrested, people are yelling, he's not with the Solidarity sing-along. Crudy, you were coming to my defense. He just got here. He's a member of the media. I'm like, yeah, I'm a member of the media. Doesn't matter. Does it matter to you? Does it matter to you? Does it matter to you? I came in here. I was taking pictures. There's a bunch of other members of the media. They're all taking pictures. They're all hanging out just like me. But they're not getting arrested.
Well, you were wearing flip-flops, and at the time, you did have the hair of Jesus Christ. Yeah. And probably the beard.
These guys would have arrested Jesus Christ. So the next day, Crudy, now the word's out, right? Everyone's just beside themselves, as justifiably so. What a obscene use of governmental power, unconstitutional enforcement of a BS administrative code violation, you know, made up. So Scott Walker didn't have to put up with people singing silly songs, making fun of him and the Republicans. Oh, I mean, talk about a guy with thin skin. So the next day, I'm very curious. I put on a suit coat. I grabbed every lanyard that I could possibly find from all the press events we had gone through over the last few years. I was like the Mr. T of press lanyards. I got my little hat, and I even put a business card in my hat like the old press guys from the comic strips I remember. I'm now press, and I would walk up to as many officers as I could find that day. Are you going to arrest me? Do I look like press now? Because, you know, the issue is also is participation. Well, am I participating? What's the definition of participation? If I'm not participating, are you going to arrest me? Do you arrest members of the media? Who told you to arrest members of the media? So I talked to a few of the officers, Casper, if you would, please. I went back and I got to tell you, it kind of pisses me off a little bit more. It does. I got a little fired up here. The reason why I did settle a lawsuit with the state of Wisconsin was cost the taxpayers $75,000 because Scott Walker has thin skin. But the next
and
day,
fascistic tendencies.
Oh, yeah. Continue. Love that. The next day, I went up to as many officers as I could find. Here is one I was talking to, Officer Weiss. Who do I talk to? Cut number two, please, Casper.
Officer Weiss, do I have the right to come down and petition my government individually by myself? I'll assume that's a no comment. Let's assume I do have the right to do that. Do I lose that right if several other people are exercising their right simultaneously? No comment. Who could I talk to get answers to these kinds of questions? No comment.
You can talk to the PIO.
You can talk to the PIO. You can talk to the public information officer. I believe they
the
call
aforementioned
her
Stephanie Marquise.
Yeah, but I think she might be AI. I'm not sure
she
ever
ghosted
existed.
Us.
But I wasn't done. Damn it. I was not done. I will not be. And now everybody, like a bunch of people are protesting now because, of course, this is obscene. There's lots of people. You hear it in the background. I went around and talked to several different groups of officers, and I finally tracked down. I found Officer Fell. If you would, Casper, let's play cut three for the people.
Officer Fell, my name is Dominic Salvia. You arrested me yesterday. Do I look like a member of the press to you, sir? Officer Fell?
I don't make those decisions, sir.
Who makes those decisions, sir? Officer Fell? Did you know yesterday when I stated verbally that you were arresting a member of the press? Did that bother you? Were you ordered to arrest?
Okay, you
want
to arrest?
Who ordered the code red?
Sure. Here comes the help.
Do I look like a member of the press to you?
Today you do. Yeah, you do.
I do? What is your criteria to determine?
I don't have criteria.
Okay.
I'm under orders to fulfill my orders. That's what I'm going to do.
So you're telling me your orders yesterday were to arrest a non-participating member of the press?
No, my
Officer order. Miller?
That weren't my orders.
I'm sorry?
No, those weren't my orders.
Those were not your orders? You know, I was arrested as a member, non-participating member of the press yesterday. Well, you could ask Officer Fell. He arrested me under somebody's order. So what training do you have in order to determine if someone is a member of the press?
I don't have any training.
So you arbitrarily decide if someone is recognizing. So can you tell me who made that decision, sir?
No, actually, I can't, sir.
Officer Fell, can you tell me who made the decision to arrest a non-participating member of the press yesterday?
I don't have any problems, so you can talk to our chief.
I will certainly do so.
And that would be the person who was making those orders.
I'm sorry?
Well, that's the person creating those orders. Okay.
The chief ordered the arrest of the non-participating press members.
No, I'm not saying that at all. Don't twist my words. I'm not dealing with a lawyer. You're a member of the press.
No word twisting, Dom. You word twister. Well, yesterday you were twisting my arm behind my back in some handcuffs, were you not?
Right. One more. Bear with me because this is really a little stroll down memory lane. 10 years ago, Crudy and I got arrested for no reason. Am I a member of the press? Again, more officers. Cut number four, please.
Officer, I remember you from yesterday. My name is Dominic Salvi. I'm with the Devil's Advocates radio show. I was detained yesterday claiming to myself as a member of the press. Do you accept me today as a member of the press?
I wasn't in that, so.
I saw you. I asked you a question. You were there. Do you accept me as officer? Do you accept me as a member of the press today?
I don't remember this.
I'm asking you today. Do you guys accept me as a member of the press?
I don't know.
Well, I was not participating yesterday. I identified myself as a member of the press yesterday, and yet I remained detained. White House press corps? Interviewed senators? Governors? Am I a member of the press? Because I don't want to get detained today. Could somebody answer my question? Anybody? Sir? Officer Weiss? Am Am I a member of the press, according to you?
It appears that with all your documentation...
And what determination do you use to make sure I'm a member of the press? Because I was not asked for documentation yesterday as detained.
Excuse me, sir.
Anybody?
Officer Bridger? Harold says he's got the
bond. Officer Nielsen?
Yes.
You consider me a member of the press, sir.
I have to defer my question to my supervisor.
Supervisor White? What is the criteria for Capitol Police determining a member of independent, non-participating press? Yes, and I am asking questions. You have no comment? Is this everybody's supervisor, gentlemen? Well, thank you very much.
Just a little feel for how the day went. As many officers that I talked to, I never talked to so many cops in my life. I was fired up, Curdy. That changed me, man.
You know, while you were raging against the machine that day, they were alternatively arresting like 20 more protesters.
Yeah.
I was also there that day. I could see the fear in Chris Taylor's eyes. She was an assembly rep at that time. She's now a judge. But she went to sing in protest, and I wore a suit that day myself, Dom. And I wore my the pink carbon copy of the ticket. I wore it like it was the pocket
like a
square.
Hello, my name is Crute.
Kind of like, hey man, you know, I'm amongst the arrestees. But they wouldn't come around me that day too.
One last one, Casper, if you would please indulge me. This is just for me because, wow, cut number five, all the officers.
Mr. Staff, Officer Staffen, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Sir? Officer White? Officer Miller?
Officer Bridges?
Officer Nielsen?
Yes.
Officer McGlendon? Officer Nickel? Officer Brenner? Officer Clemens?
Officer Fell?
Officer Mueller? You have no comment? Is this everybody's supervisor, gentlemen? Well, thank you very much.
Making friends.
I followed Officer Fell. You know, he stood out. He's a little short guy like me.
The question from the text line, Dom. Does Crudy consider Dom a member of the press today? Let's just say I'm suspicious. Come back with us. Having a little fun. Stroll down memory lane. 844-967-2789. Perhaps you've got your own memories of unconstitutional arrests.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance for scattered storms. Lows around 62. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 87. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 70. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday with highs in the upper 80s. Mainly clear sky Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 84.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
Listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Be sure to check us out on the socials on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio. Of course, on the lines, old school style, 844-967-2789.
Dom, before we get to the lines, a texter listing on WMDX. Dom, did you just say your arrest changed you? Question mark. Would you feel comfortable elaborating on that? Yes, please do elaborate.
Yes, I have really become sensitive to fascist bastards. Yeah, that absolutely changed me. When you walk up to a guy like me, right? I'm the individual as it is, right? I'm a very
as privileged as they come,
right, man? Literally doing nothing wrong. I mean, literally. Literally,
not perhaps for the first time ever.
I know, you know what I'm saying? Literally doing nothing wrong. And then turn to comply with a BS order because, you know, who needs the heartache? Who needs the grief? I'll just slowly turn and walk away. And they come and beg me anyway. No 95 of them. I mean, they spotted me when I walked in. They begged me and tagged me on purpose for no reason. So, yeah, it's changed me in that I'm very, very, very sensitive. And I do not apologize for calling people out for their fascist tendencies. When you use the color of law, I think we're going to hear that a little bit during the Trump trials. When you use the law in the way that Scott Walker and these Republicans did, when you create a bunk administrative code violation just so you can avoid hearing people exercising their constitutional rights, when you use that as your justification to arrest people that are exercising those rights, let alone people like me who weren't just hanging out. It wasn't just me. There were tourists that were threatened to arrest from like Britain. It was
teenagers.
Crazy. I know.
Underagers.
Unbelievable. So yeah. And of course the octogenarians, the Vietnam veterans, you know, dropping Will down the marble stairs. You know what I'm saying? When you take an 80-year-old woman's arms and put them behind her back and zip tie them, I got a little problem with that. And it's not like they were doing anything. They were singing silly songs. That would be another song. Then they came up with new words for it. I mean, it wasn't even vulgar. It's unbelievable. And that is what Scott Walker, that's what the Republicans, that's what scared them. This is the same crew that decided to, you know, buy the big lie and overrun the Capitol. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, I still get a little wound up about it. I'm very sensitive to it. So I hope that's the detail for you, Texter. Thank you.
Dom, often during that time, you know, through July, through August, I believe into September of 2013, 10 years ago, as they were arresting protesters by the hundreds and tourists and underage children. Well, Dom, you know, the question would be asked, have you been to jail for justice? And on the text line, a similar question, Dom, have you ever been to a Turkish prison? Have you ever seen a grown man naked? 844-967-2789. Mark from the sack. You've been arrested. Oh, let's try again. Mark from the sack. You've been arrested, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
No, I
never got arrested there, but I was singing there very frequently, so if they would have spotted me, they probably would have.
If you'd have sang as bad as me, they'd have arrested you for sureies, Mark.
Oh, I sing worse, and I mean, it's just disgusting. It's Scott Walker, who never poked his head up to even look at the singers. That little SOB, you know, squirted through the tunnel from the Justice Building to his office, you know, when he decided to go into the office. I mean, this guy was completely intimidated, you know, that I wonder how many adult diapers he went through during that whole thing there, because he's just a coward. He's just a miserable little coward. I mean, and for those people now, the Republicans say, well, look how bad it was at the state capitol when they were singing in the capitol during the uprising there in Wisconsin. Nobody was offered to get hung. Nobody was screaming to hang Scott Walker. I mean, they didn't throw a set up a gallows, you know, over the trees at the Capitol there. I mean, it is just the cowardice on behalf of the entire Republican Party these days here in the state of Wisconsin, because they all go along with this stuff, because none of them are standing up for the state of Wisconsin, for the citizens of the state of Wisconsin, decrying what happened on January 6th, decrying the fake electors, and saying that these people should be prosecuted right here and now. None of them are doing that. So they're all in violation of their oath to preserve and protect the Constitution of Wisconsin and of the United States. Sorry if I'm being a little hyperbolic there, but, I mean, I'm just tired of these guys, you know, getting right away with this crap. I mean, it is just, and there's words I can't say now because of the FCC. I'm wondering if I can actually say them in Latin and not get fined.
No, sir. Let's not go there. Not a fan of the Latin or the FCC fines. Let's keep going down the lines. Appreciate your call, Mark. 844-967-2789. Our pal Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome, Jean.
Hey, Jeannie.
Well, hi, guys. You guys are my heroes, because I started learning about you guys, and then, you know, and then I also saw on YouTube, and, oh, man, my eyes were just, like, wide open. I knew a lot of crap was going down at the state, but I didn't, you know, it's really hard to find information, and then I found you guys. You're my heroes. And the people that were singing at the Capitol, you know, and I was watching, and I was watching the cops, and I saw what they did in it. I literally cried. I was sitting there crying like a baby, thinking, what in the devil's going on in my state? I'm like you, Dom. I hate fascism. I hate bullies. And boy, man, that lit a fire in me, and you've heard from it ever since. You guys are amazing. I'm just so thankful that you're on the air, and I'm listening to you on our local radio station in Eau Claire. So thank you, guys. You're my heroes. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Bye, Jeannie.
Thanks, Jeannie.
93.5, the tap in the Eau Claire Valley. I think we got time for one more, don't we?
Yeah,
let's
we got
keep
time.
Going. Jake from Milwaukee. How you doing, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Oh, wow. Hello. Oh, pretty good. I was just going to say that, has Dom worked a hard day of work after that cow?
After his summer of high school labor?
Cow and fall asleep.
Hey, man, my entire senior year of high school, man. You get up at, you know, 16, 17 years old, give a 5 o'clock in the morning every day, Jake. No, oh, yeah. Man. No, I have not worked that hard since. I made it a point never to work that hard again.
Good. I just want to say that, you know what the funny thing is because they pissed you guys off. Now you have a radio station, not only a station, but a network of stations that is like not Republican or right wing, but actually like, you know, common sense and nice and not built by, you know, PAC money or anything. So that's what they started.
Well, I would just say, do you know a guy with PAC money? Like George Soros, yeah. Anyone? Because we would use it. We'd take it. But I like to think we built a Death Star to transmit protest music all across the state of Wisconsin.
Or a warm, fuzzy blanket. Depends
on your mind. Or a warm, fuzzy blanket of truth. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Come back. We're going to turn to the political headlines. Important stuff like Trump running away from the GOP field. And will he come to Milwaukee?
No, he won't.
If Trump comes, will you get arrested again? Streak the quad. Everybody's doing it. Come back. More Devils. 844-967-2789. Call us. Everybody's doing it.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media.